This is Brother Cassieri with Andersonville Baptist Seminary as we begin lesson number 14 in our course, The Doctrine of God. The last time we were together, we began to look at the results of fearing God. If you have your course outline in front of you, we've been looking at the material under Roman numeral number 8, the fear of God. And right now we're discussing the results of fearing God under item D, the results of fearing God. We began last time and we saw that man gets wisdom as a result of fearing God. The next thing we want to see is the result of fearing God. It brings pleasure to the Lord. It brings pleasure to the Lord. Look at in Psalm 147 with me. Psalm 147, if you would. In verse number 11. Psalm 147, verse number 11. The Bible tells us, "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy." The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him. So we see one of the benefits or one of the results of fearing God is that God takes pleasure in that his when we fear him, amen. Because he knows when we fear him, amen, that we're going to obey his commandments, amen, and do what he wants us to do, amen. Praise the Lord for that. If you want to please the Lord, amen, if you really want to please the Lord, it says here, again, in Psalm 147, 11, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. Fear God. You please him, amen. Next, we want to see that if you turn to Psalm 103, in verse number 13, Psalm 103, verse number 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. So what it's telling us then, the result of fearing God is that it causes the Lord's pity to increase upon the child of God. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord's pity, amen. And one of the results of fearing him is that the Lord's pity will increase upon us, upon the Christian, upon the child of God, amen. Because we are his children, amen. He will be tender-hearted towards us, amen. Number four, we want to see that the fear of God, it brings acceptance to God. Look with me in Acts chapter 10. In Acts chapter 10, we meet Cornelius, who was a centurion of the Italian band. Acts chapter 10, and we want to see something interesting. As you read the account of Cornelius, in the beginning there, you'd never realize or never believe that he was an unsaved person or an unsaved man because he had outwardly a lot of religious trappings, amen. We see that, and we'll see in a moment, that he feared God. He was a devout man. He prayed. He gave alms, amen. He gave to the poor. He was good to the Jews, amen. We see then in Acts chapter 10, in verse number 35. In Acts 10, verse 35. Before we go there, let's look at Acts 10, verse 2. Talking about Cornelius, a devout man, and one that feared God with all of his house. Not only did Cornelius fear God, because Cornelius was a God-fearing man, so wasn't his family. So we see that he was really ahead of his family, amen. He was in control of his family. He was in rule over his family. They feared God. Now, in Acts chapter 10, in verse number 35, we see, "But in every nation, he that feareth him," meaning God, "and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Fear brings acceptance with God. The case here with Cornelius was an unsaved Gentile who followed his conscience, and although he was unsaved and needed to hear the gospel to be saved, because he feared God and followed his conscience and obeyed his conscience, God got the gospel to him and sent him a missionary, and Cornelius was born again by believing the gospel. The Lord, amen, accepted Cornelius' prayer for further light and gave him further light on the truth because he feared him. In other words, because Cornelius, it appears in his heart, really wanted to be right with God, he feared God. He knew that God was holy and great, and that in God's sight he was nothing, amen. And he prayed to God, and he did the best he could with the light that he had. And because he feared God, that was accepted with God. God gave him the specifics on how to be saved. In other words, God sent him a preacher, and we know the preacher is none other than the Apostle Peter, amen. Great chapter, chapter 10 of the book of Acts, in how that Peter is in a trance, and we see that this napkin is let down, this knitted like tablecloth with all kinds of beasts in it, and that Peter, being a pork abstaining under the law, Jew following the law, saw these things and these animals were unclean, and God says, no, they're not. Anything that, amen, that I've sanctified, that I've created is clean, amen. And what he was trying to tell Peter was that the Gentiles could also be clean also as the Jews through accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. So we see then that, again, as Cornelius is a great example, that the fear of God, it brings acceptance to God. Also we see in Psalm 103, the result, again, we're looking at the results of fearing God. In Psalm 103, in Psalm 103, we read in verse number 17, Psalm 103, verse 17, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him." Again, if you fear God, truly fear God, you're going to receive God's mercy. It brings the mercy of the Lord to fear him. Amen. And that's what you and I need, is the mercy of God. Amen. When we do wrong, we need God's mercy, not his judgment. Amen. We need his mercy. And if you truly fear God, it brings God's mercy. Amen. God's mercy. Not his judgment, but his mercy. Amen. God, as that, I remember the publican prayed there in the temple. I believe that he feared God because he prayed, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And God was merciful to him because Jesus tells us that he went down to his house justified, amen, right with God. Next, we want to see how that, number six, that it brings blessing, amen. It brings blessing. Another result of fearing God is that it brings blessings. Look at in Psalm 112 with me. Psalm 112, in verse number 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." Blessed is the man, it says, that feareth the Lord. Of course, we know that word blessed also means happy. Amen. Blessed. I think one of the reasons that if you fear God, that you know that you can feel secure. Amen. Amen. Because we saw that it brings pleasure to the Lord, and he's going to take care of those that fear him. Amen. Again, we want to see, the Bible does not say, blessed is a man that thinks God will put up with anything. The Bible does not say that. It says, blessed is the man that thinks, it doesn't also say that blessed is a man that thinks positive thoughts. The Bible doesn't say that. Amen. The Bible doesn't say, blessed is a man that thinks beautiful thoughts all the time. No, the Bible says, blessed. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. So it brings God's blessing, amen, if you fear him. Also, it brings confidence. It brings confidence. Look at in Proverbs chapter 14, in verse 26. Proverbs 14, verse 26. Proverbs 14, verse number 26. We see the Bible tells us, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. We can be confident. Amen. We can be confident that we're secure in him, that we have him, the Lord, because we fear him as a refuge. Amen. We see so many positive things. Amen. As a result of fearing God. Amen. We can have confidence. Fearing God brings confidence. Amen. We can have confidence if we fear God. And the fear of the Lord is strong. Not just confidence, but it says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence." Amen. It's a sure thing. Amen. That he's going to take care of you, that he's going to protect you, that when you die, he's going to take you to heaven. Amen. That you can be confident that you won't lose your salvation. That's why a lot of people, I believe, that go around thinking they can lose their salvation once they're saved, it's because they don't fear God. Amen. They don't have that confidence. Amen. Next we see in the eighth thing we want to see is that another result of fearing God is fear brings separation from evil. Proverbs 16, verse 6. Proverbs 16, verse 6. But mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. In by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That's why men today are not departing from evil, even Christians today, because they don't fear God, amen. Today, there is little fear of God in any country. So there is abundance of evil, amen. And that's all there is to it. You put America's problem down in one line is the people who write the television plays and the programs do not fear God. The people who publish the pornographic magazines do not fear God. The people that sell and distribute drugs do not fear God. Amen. The government administration officials in control All they're worried about is losing their jobs, amen. They don't fear God. They're not worried about what God thinks about them, amen. And that's all there is to it. When a nation ceases to fear God, it goes right down the drain, amen. Right down the drain. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So who in America is going to depart from evil, I ask you? Why, they are going to go right on doing it and saying evil is good and good is evil and everything is relative and it depends on how you look at it, and go right on with their devilment until the country is sunk. Amen? Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to my people, to any people. The Bible says that in vain the watchman sits up to keep the place if the Lord is not the foundation. Except the Lord build a house, thy labor in vain that build it. That goes for a nation, a church, or a school, as well as a household. Amen. That's it. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That's the problem today. That's the problem today. In every institution, we see evil. In fact, Isaiah said there would be a day that what we would call good evil and evil good, amen. And we're living in that day right now. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. The Apostle Paul. In Timothy, I believe it is. Second Timothy with me, if you would. Chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last day perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Mark of the latter days, the evil times, are happening right now. And it's a result of men not fearing God. Because if they did, they would be separated. They would depart from evil. Amen. We all need to get in the habit of what Joseph said. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Amen. He departed from evil because he feared God. The next thing we want to look at as we're covering the results of fearing God is that it also brings Christian fellowship. It also brings Christian fellowship. Look at in Malachi chapter 3 with me. Malachi chapter 3 in verse number 16. Malachi 3, verse number 16. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and in a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. And that thought upon his name. Again, they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. Christian fellowship. Fearing God brings Christian fellowship. It'll cause you to talk one another. Amen? You talk about the things of God, amen. Not about the things of the world. And God will hearken it and listen to it and hear it. Amen. And remember it. Amen. It's great to come across another child of God in your travels, amen, that fears God like you. And it's like you've known them all your life, amen. Be it in an airport waiting for a plane, on a bus, or wherever it may be, wherever you may be sitting next to someone for a period of time and you strike up a conversation and praise the Lord, you find out they're a child of God, a Christian. They fear God as much as you do. What a sweet time of fellowship. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. What a blessing. Then we want to see, number 10, the results of fearing God. It supersedes the fear of man. It supersedes the fear of man. If you fear God, then you won't fear man. Amen? Look at what the Lord said in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 8 with me. Isaiah chapter number 8, and verses 12 and 13. Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy, neither there fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Amen. Then he says, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, let him be your dread. Again, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear. What Isaiah is telling us is, quit fearing man and start fearing God. Start putting God first in your life, amen, instead of your family. Start putting God first in your life instead of the newspaper in the morning, amen. First thing that you should read in the morning when you get up is the Bible, amen, is the Word of God. Take from it what God wants you to know for that day. Begin the day right in reading and prayer. Now I say first, because he said, let him be your fear. You want to be afraid of an opinion? Be afraid of what God thinks about you. If you want to be afraid of gossip, be afraid of what God says about you up in glory. Amen? If you want to be afraid of what will happen to you if you don't obey men, start being afraid of what God will do if you don't obey God. Amen. The fear of the Lord supersedes man. If you fear God, you won't fear men. What you should be most concerned with is not what man thinks, but what does God think. And that's why you should fear him, because you want to be right with him. Amen. You want to do the right thing. Amen. So we see then a result of fearing God is it supersedes man. And we know the fear of man bringeth a snare. And you won't be trapped. Amen. You won't fall into the traps of men if you fear God and not man. Then look with me as we're looking at the results of fearing God. Amen. It brings answered prayer. Look at in Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verse 19. Psalm 145. Verse 19. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He will hear their cry and will save them. Amen. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. What a blessing. The result of fearing God is it brings answered prayer. The fear of the Lord is a healthy, clean, good, positive thing. Amen? If you want God to answer your prayers, to hear your cries, amen, then fear Him. Fear God. We see so clearly that it says again, He will fulfill the desires of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry. He will fulfill your desire, amen. Praise the Lord. You know why? He'll fulfill your desire if you fear Him, because He knows that your desires in your heart will be right because you fear Him. Fulfilling your desires will be to please Him. It won't be to please your lust because you fear Him. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. So we see then another result of fearing God is it brings answered prayers. He'll fulfill your desires. And number 12, we see, turn with me in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. The fear of the Lord, a result of fearing the Lord, is it brings long life. And I think a majority of those taking this course listening right now want to live a long life for the Lord. Amen? It says it right here. Here it is again. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. You know why it prolongeth days? It's because you're not going to get into trouble. You're going to stay away from things, amen, and people and situations that could shorten your life. If you fear God, you'll stay away from sin, amen. Doing anything that would displease Him, amen. You'll live a long life. It will prolong your days. That's what the Word of God says. That's His promise, amen. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. It brings long life. Amen. Now, these are the 12 results of fearing the Lord. We've seen it brings pleasure to the Lord. It brings wisdom to man. It causes the Lord's pity to increase. It brings acceptance with God. It brings the mercy of God. It brings blessings, confidence, separation from evil and Christian fellowship. It does away with the fear of man, amen. It brings answer to prayer and it prolongs your life. Let me ask you, what much more would you want than that, amen? Fearing the Lord, all these wonderful results. What should our prayer be? Well, David said, look it with me in Psalm 86:11. Psalm 86:11. As we try to tie this all together here. Psalm 86:11. David said, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite me, my heart, to fear thy name. Again, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. David prayed, amen, to the Lord to unite his heart to fear his name. David prayed for God to teach him to fear him. That should be our prayer, amen. Amen for that. The fear of the Lord is the healthiest motive available, amen, on earth today. We've just seen so many wonderful things that result from fearing God, from fearing the Lord, amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord, David said. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Ask the Lord, ask God to teach you to fear him. Amen. Well, that concludes our material, amen, on the results of fearing the Lord, and closes out our material on the fear of God, and closes out our study in the doctrine of God. I hope and pray that this course, the doctrine of God, will be a blessing to you, will help you in your studies. There's certainly much, much more that we could say about the doctrine of God. You'll see along with your course materials that I've given you some recommended reading. And you may want to, over a period of time, purchase these books or booklets, amen. You don't have to do it all at once, but a little bit of a time, amen. Because there are a lot of good things written about the doctrine of God, amen. We weren't able to cover them all, amen, but we did really do cover quite a bit of ground in the doctrine of God. But I just want to urge you on your own now, amen. This course has given you a wonderful starting point on the doctrine of God, has given you a good background, amen. But as you're led, maybe you want to dig even deeper, amen. Maybe there's some things that maybe I didn't cover in this lesson, amen, that you want to further study, or maybe there was a topic that was brought up that you want to dig even deeper, amen, in the Word of God about, amen. But remember, the Bible tells us, amen, the King James Bible tells us, tells you and I, amen, that it's our responsibility to study His Word, amen. It's an individual responsibility for every Christian, for every born-again child of God, to study God's Word, amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible says, commands us, study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying the Bible is hard work. But let me tell you, the payoff is great. You'll be approved of God. You won't be ashamed. Amen. You'll be able to deal with false doctrine using the Word of God. Amen. So I encourage you to study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And just the fact that you decided to take this course and whatever courses you are at Andersonville shows me, and I know shows others, and should show yourself that you're a serious student of the Word of God. Amen. I want to thank you once again for coming along on the Bible Bus as we covered this course, the Doctrine of God. And again, I hope it's been a blessing to you, and I pray, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, amen, that are taking this course, and maybe some of you that are listening are called to be pastors and preachers, amen, or what, you know, maybe just good church workers, amen, to support a local church and a pastor. But I just pray that God would bless you into whatever the Holy Spirit of God has called you to do for the Lord, amen. And like I say, I pray that now as you go and take your exam, or you've been following along with the questions, amen, I just pray again that you would just take this again as a starting point for your own individual study. This is Brother Cassieri saying, God bless. Until we meet again. And if I don't see you on the earth, I'll see you in glory someday. Amen and amen.